And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, how about an update on Pride Month? How is it going? Well, the Tampa Police Department would say it's going pretty well, as they have unveiled rainbow badges for officers to wear during Pride Month. The badge incorporates both the rainbow flag and the five-color chevron that represents marginalized groups within the LGBTQ community. The department offered the officers 9 different badge options. 9 options. What about a 10th option? Just keeping it how it was. That seems more reasonable to me. But anyway, turning to a disturbing development out of Texas, the Biden administration has indicted a doctor, the whistleblower, who exposed illegal continuation of sex change procedures on minors at Texas Children's Hospital. After the state outlawed such practices, the doctor anonymously revealed the hospital's covert program before going public in an interview last summer. Now he's facing 4 HIPAA violation charges. How convenient is that? This administration is aggressive in its efforts to suppress opposition to its agenda. Sounds pretty communistic to me. In other news, controversy erupted in New Jersey after East Brunswick High School's yearbook replaced a photo of their Jewish student union with an image of Muslim students and omitted the names meant to accompany the Jewish group's section. School board officials say they're investigating whether this was unintentional or deliberate act of anti-Semitism. Yeah, let's go with the latter. Meanwhile, over 100 healthcare professionals have signed the Doctors Protecting Children Declaration, which urges major medical organizations to cease promoting transgender interventions for minors, citing growing evidence of serious long-term risks and minimal mental health benefits. The group asserts that the comprehensive therapy for these underlying issues should be the first line of treatment for gender dysphoric youth. Several European countries have already evaluated their approach, and now pressure is mounting for the United States. Hopefully, prioritizing children's well-being over ideological agendas will win out here. Hopefully. And finally, a lawsuit filed earlier this week accuses the Vermont Department for Children and Families of religious discrimination, claiming that several Christian families were expelled from the state's foster care system due to their traditional beliefs about gender and sexuality. The plaintiffs argue this ideologically driven policy violates their constitutional rights and puts politics above the best interests of children in need of loving homes. But of course, this administration has been very aggressive in its efforts to combat anything traditional or faith-based in the Christian sense. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.